This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
My son was joking with me the other day. He was doing like one of these feed the children commercials, and he says to me, "Dad, every 60 seconds in Africa, a minute passes." Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. That kid had me rolling. He was so serious about it. He goes, "Dad, have you seen this commercial? It's about Africa." He's got me hooked in, you know. It's the heart of an angel. And he goes, "Every 60 seconds in Africa, a minute passes." You gotta love it. You gotta love when you've taught your kids the right amount of snark. And I'm having to back him off a little bit, because sometimes he can get a little carried away. But yeah, you gotta teach him the right amount of snark. But he uses it. And he uses it well. And he, good kid, going through, you know, some stuff, but all things that kids go through, no problem, man. As a father, I'm not, my kid. No, he's going through some stuff. And he'll get through it. Right now is in this self-deprecating mode. I'm not playing it well. I'm not smart. I'm not this and I'm not that. And the other day I told him, I said, "Look, you need to quit saying that." I didn't get after him, but I just said, "You need to quit saying that. You know it's not true." You know, they all go through stuff. Anyway, a little personal aside. Not what we're here to talk about today. We got a ton of stuff to talk about today. Glad you guys are with me. Impeachment is still going the way it's supposed to go. It's not going well for the Democrats. Neither are any of their candidate stuff. It's not going well for them. Elizabeth Warren got confronted. This is a while back, but we need to talk about it. Elizabeth Warren got confronted by the dad who pays for all of his college, and it was shocking to her. Welcome back, everybody. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Is what you're listening to. I think we talked about this earlier in the broad, not today, but another time earlier in the broad, earlier in my radio career. And I've said this many times, that we as conservative Americans, we play by the rules. They set the rules. They say, here are the boundaries. We stay within the boundaries. Occasionally crossing over to test a little bit, where it tests your sensibilities or it isn't quite what you think it should be. But for the most part, we play by the rules. We go to work hard, put our money in 401ks, save up, etc. And those who are reckless get the benefits. You don't save, don't worry about it. We'll take care of you. You're not a good worker, don't worry. We'll set up rules for you. If you'll join our union, we'll set up rules for you where you get paid whether you're good, bad, or indifferent. In fact, you'll be encouraged not to work hard. But you say work hard. Get that education, blah, blah, blah. We do it by the book. So here's a man who says, "You want to offer free college, right? You going to give me my money back?" "Nope," says Elizabeth Warren. And he says, "Well, isn't that kind of weird that I do it by the book and I don't get my money back, but the person who doesn't do anything gets theirs?" Because they would have to do it retroactively, you would think, right? What about kids who fight for scholarships, who say, "I'm going to get a scholarship. I'm going to study hard and get a scholarship"? What incentive? I'm just bringing this up. I'm asking for a friend. What incentive does that child have to go do something well, do something good? I was driven by that. I'll tell you right now, When I was in high school, I knew for a fact my grandparents couldn't pay for college. And I was like, do I want to work through college or what? No, I want to study. So I studied my butt off in high school. I took the PSAT. That got me on the list because I got the National Merit Scholarship for minority students. They had set it aside and said, we're going to, the top minority students that test, you're going to get a special look. And I got that. And when I got that, I went ahead, I took my SAT the following year, my senior year, and of course got qualified for practically every school on the planet. And I learned that I was a National Merit Scholar. I earned it. So Gulf Oil was my sponsor. They flew me and my family to Houston, Texas. I sat in a boardroom, had lunch with the people from Gulf Oil who gave me an award. I took pictures and the whole deal, and we flew back. And I took my National Merit Scholarship money to SMU. I got a Texas Achievement Scholarship. I got the Minnie Stevens Piper Scholarship. And then SMU says, we're going to give you scholarship money if you choose to come to our college. And I was like, cool. That's how I went to school. But Elizabeth Warren says, no, Kev, you don't need to pay for college. I'll pay for it. So what incentive would I have had? What incentive? I'm in school going to, my grandmother ain't going to pay for college. You better get off the stick, boy. But if I'd known college was available, I'd be like, I can go to college anytime. Okay, fine. I'll go to college. There would have been no incentive. And let me tell you, my family, we have an addictive quality. That's why I've never done drugs. I drink very just socially. Because we are addicted. If you say, Kevin, get addicted to doing nothing, I could probably become addicted. I don't know. Maybe that's drawing the line. Crossing the line. So I just don't want to take that away. But Elizabeth Warren hasn't thought about that. She hasn't thought about the incentive. Maybe you want to go to a better college than somebody else. The incentive. And she certainly gave no thought to the parents or the kids who worked all summer, who said, I'm going to pay my own way to college. What about that work ethic? That thing of wanting something that was out of reach. What about all the people who want to be able to say, I'm the first one in my family to go to college? It was a big deal. What about taking away that incentive? You think she's given any thought to that? Of course not. Because Democrats don't think anything through to the end. They just want to give you that immediate satisfaction.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Donald Trump is working miracles as they try to impeach him. It's amazing to me that the Democrats spend so much time going after this man when he's doing so well. But you have to understand the mindset, the reptilian mindset of a Democrat, a leftist, a so-called progressive. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. The mind of a Democrat, the mind of a leftist, a progressive, the people who don't really want anything to happen, the people who depend on strife. The old saying, there's one lawyer in a town, he'll starve to death. If there are two lawyers in a town, they will both thrive. Democrats need turmoil. They need chaos. When it doesn't exist, they must create it. They have to do this in order to survive. It is the nature of their species. That's how they do it. Doesn't matter. You believe one way, they will challenge you immediately, particularly if your way is right. See, if you were to say to me, Kevin, the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, and I'll say, isn't that an interesting phenomena? I wouldn't go, not necessarily. I mean, I get playing devil's advocate can help you. But when there are certain truisms, it's like, Kevin, gravity is 9.8 meters per second squared. No, not really. I mean, you have to think of it differently, man. I mean, and not everywhere on the earth. I mean, they're going to give you all kinds of... No, it's pretty much that way. And I get it. I get there are nuances, Kevin. It doesn't fall that way in a vacuum. Okay, well, I get it. I studied. I paid attention in school. But Democrats are contrarians for the wrong reason. So, you know, Kevin, you believe that diversity in America is a ruse, and diversity has been proven this, that, and the other. And I go, oh, yeah, I know the diversity in America is a ruse. America has been diverse since its founding. And it is through some perverse things that have happened in our past, we've made it crazy. But at the end of it, where do we find ourselves today? Absolutely diverse in pretty much loving each other based on this one principle of America, right? We love each other. No, we don't, man. There's all kinds of strife between blacks and whites and women and this and women and men and LGBT and straight. And I go, no, there isn't. Most of us don't care. For the most part, we can see color, but we don't care about it. I mean, I've greeted many white folks. I've given speeches, and it's a joke to me. I come out to the podium, and I go, what's up, white people? Because it's mostly white audience. But and you know what happens? They laugh. And they may be thinking, what's up, black man? And I would laugh at them, and they would braid my hair. And oh, man, come on. They cause this strife. Women don't make as much money as men. Women are marginalized. They're not considered this or that. You know what they're telling you? We don't pay women as much. We marginalize women. We objectify women. And I can prove that they do every one of those things. All the campaigns that are running right now pay their women less. All of them. Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, even the women pay their women less. We're going to have more women on our cabinet than you are. We're going to have more black people on our cabinet. Like we care. You know what I care about on your cabinet? I care that people are competent. That's what I care about. Kevin, that doesn't solve the problems of black America. Right. And you're not going to solve them. You know what's going to solve the problems of, quote, black America? Black America. Not you, Mr. Legislative white person or blue person or green person. You're not going to solve it. Because we're all Americans, and here's what's interesting. Here's the dirty little secret they don't want to tell you. I'm about to kung fu you over the radio. All the problems are the same. Black problems are white problems, are brown problems, are yellow problems, are red problems. They're all the same. We don't have good schools. Yeah, you know what? There are white people that don't have good schools. We're killing the babies. Yeah, there are white people killing babies. Drive-bys, drug problems, all of it. Can it be exacerbated or exaggerated in one community or another? Absolutely it can, and it is. Okay? But at the end of it all, it's just a problem that you as a human being experience. Let me ask you this. Kid problems, limited to whom? Limited to white people, black people, brown people? Who? Who has problems raising children? Mate problems, spouse problems, wife problems, girlfriend problems, boyfriend problems, LGBTQ problems, whatever y'all decide your problems are. You have problems? Yeah. Financial problems. Anybody have those? White folks, you got financial problems. You have financial worries. These are problems. Oh, no. We gotta make it bigger than what it is. And meanwhile, the president is rock star status. He's solving problems. Whatever it is, Donald Trump says, okay, bring me your problem. Let's find a solution. He's taking a very masculine approach to this. Yeah, I said that to trigger some leftist women that listen to the program. He's taking a very masculine approach. You bring a problem to a dude, he doesn't go, oh, I really understand your problem. And I really feel for you. with that problem. Dudes go, oh, my tire is, your girlfriend or your wife calls and says, my tire is flat and I'm on the freeway. Your dude is grabbing his keys and he's saying, I'm on my way. Now, your wife or your girlfriend may say, no, honey, oh, a guy stopped to fix it or I called AAA or whatever. But in his head, he's supposed to fix the problem, not listen to the problem. He's already in motion. Guys, am I right or am I wrong? Your lady calls and says, honey, I wanted to call and tell you I had a flat on 44th and Main. I couldn't believe my time. And he's already going, boop, when do I show up? Now, she may have fixed it. She may have taken care of it. He's still out there going, I'm ready to go to work. And that's Donald Trump, ready to go to work. France enacted a tax on companies that profited from digital services in the country. The White House issued a report concluding that France's tax discriminated against U.S. digital companies, announced it was considering tariffs as high as 100% on up to $2.4 billion worth of French products, including sparkling wines, cheeses, and handbags. The announcement came hours before Trump was headed to the World Economic Forum at Davos, Switzerland, and days after Trump signed an 18-month trade war thing with China. And you know what France did? Do you know what Macron said? He said, we must back down off of this digital tax because we do not want Donald Trump to be mad at us. So, guess what? France backed down and said, Mr. Trump, we're really sorry. We're not going to tax your digital property, blah, 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 blah. Do you think the media wants you to know this? Do you think the media wants you to understand that companies that are in that business, he protected? No. You think that he wants you to understand that he pushed France back from doing something that was taking money out of our economy? No, they don't want you to know that. They don't want you to know anything this man is doing. They just want to impeach him.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In President Trump's impeachment trial, Republican senators are latching on to the suggestion made by President Trump's lawyer, Alan Dershowitz, that President Trump cannot be impeached for abuse of power. Wyoming's John Barrasso.
Presidents have specific powers under the Constitution. I listened to the Dershowitz make that case yesterday, and what he is saying is even if the case is proven by the House, it still doesn't rise to the level of impeachment, and that's what we're being asked to vote on.
Democrats are still hoping for witnesses. The Senate will vote on that tomorrow. The deadly coronavirus is spreading, and Russia now says it's closing its land border with China as a precaution. So far, 170 people have died, and more than 7,700 cases have been reported. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, you xenophobes? That's what you are, right? Because if you are for protecting America's borders for the sovereignty of this great country, you can be nothing but a xenophobe, according to the left. If you talk about coronavirus, well, you hate Chinese. We got to stop these Chinese from coming in while we get a hold of this coronavirus. Oh, you overreactionary people. Remember all these other viruses that were going to come in and do us damage? Yeah, I do remember them. Luckily for us, we have agencies that go, let's make sure that Ebola doesn't spread. Let's make sure bird flu doesn't spread. Look, I get it. Everything's not a pandemic. Some of it is alarmist stuff like climate change and killing of the baby seals and the spotted owl and the hoot nanny, whatever, right? But some of it may very well be a reason to be afraid. Look, the world has a way of fighting back. The planet says, look, I don't want any more than 7 billion people. I think I'm going to kill 200 million with some new virus. It isn't like it hasn't happened before. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com is where you can find us. 844-551-8255. Viruses. Look at what's happened to America. We are suffering from a virus. A virus that is killing us from within. It is killing the body politic. It's called leftism. Some people, oh, it's Trump derangement syndrome. It's socialism. It's a mental disorder. It's a disease. You're exactly right. It is a virus, and it morphs and it spreads. And you've watched it grow on to Herculean proportions in the 8 years of Barack Obama. And you know what the antidote was? What you did in 2016, what you got cheated out of doing in 2018, but what you will accomplish again in 2020. You are loading the syringe with the antidote. You have the antivirus to leftism. It's called common sense. It's called truth. It's called republicanism, conservatism, pragmatism. There we go. I'll get it out. That's the way. You are fighting back. Good for you. You are okay. So protecting the border is a problem. You can't go legally out of this country, come back in without getting your baggage searched, and have to fill out a form that says, I didn't bring back any fruit. I didn't bring back any contraband, but they want you to let people come over into this country. No matter what. Just come over. Bring your scabies. Bring your measles, your rubella, whatever. Bring it all over. Diphtheria, all the stuff we supposedly got rid of in childhood. Bring it over. So what, the Chinese are spreading coronavirus? When did you become an anti-Chinese, Kevin? When did you start hating on the Chinaman? I don't know, when I found out he had the coronavirus. Don't say corona unless you're handing me one, all right? Or unless you're talking about the sun. If you hate the idea, if you even bring up the idea of Muslim rape gangs, well, you must be xenophobic. You must be racist against Muslims, Arabics or whatever, right? You can't be racist against a religion. What's a religion phobic? You're religion phobic. There are such things as Muslim rape gangs. And look, I dare you, Google the statistics of how many bombings, how many rapes, and other crimes have been committed in Sweden. It will blow your mind. That didn't happen before the explosion of Muslims. Go to Britain, bring up Muslim rape gangs, you get thrown in jail. But they exist. They exist. You know why? Because there's always dumb little girls that go, he's so dreamy. You know, he does practice a religion where you are marginalized and you can be, you know, it may not go the way you think, little Susie. But I love him. I want to have his baby, little Muhammad. Okay, okay. Be careful what you wish for. Yep, so you're Islamophobic if you bring up Muslim rape gangs. If you bring up the idea that, you know what, it's surprising to me how many terrorists are Muslims. Oh, there you go, Kevin Jackson. Yeah. Oh, boy. Border of America. Donald Trump says he's going to address it. They call him xenophobic. He says Mexicans are trafficking in humans. Do we not know this? Look, even Hollywood is aware of this. I watched Taken. I watched Liam Neeson. I'll be there. What's this saying? It's not I'll be back. That's Schwarzenegger. He says, good luck, right? And he has to go find his daughter because they go to France and she gets taken by Armenian or what were they? Romanians or Ukrainians or what? Some gang of Ians, right? They want to make his daughter a sex slave. And who are they going to sell him to? Middle Easterners. Middle Easterners. I'm not the one who made the movie plot. You didn't make the movie plot. Somebody in Hollywood bought this movie plot. You know why? Because they couldn't make it to where they said, oh, it's a bunch of Germans who want these little white girls, or it's a bunch of Scandinavians who want these little white girls. No, it's Middle Easterners. Guys are pedophile. I mean, oof, the debauchery that goes on over there, because it's unregulated. Nobody cares. It's like dressing little boys up as little girls so they can have sex with them and pretend that you're not gay. Whatever. So, yeah. Anyway, border update. Border crossings in Arizona are down 90%. 90%. Donald Trump's border policy is working. Yeah, it's working. And he's also taking a victory lap over the notion that if you're going to come into this country, even legally, you got to have the financial wherewithal. You're not here to be taken care of as a ward of the citizens. How many citizens can you take care of? How much of your taxes, if you got 100% of your money, how many people could you take care of? It's a limit if you have some standard of living you want to live by. I know these Middle Eastern cultures, they'll say you can have as many wives as you can keep in the same standard of living. So if you get a wife and you buy her a Ferrari, you better be able to afford a Ferrari for all the rest of them, because, or you can't have them. You'd be better off buying them hoopties. And then you go, okay, I can have another wife because I can get her another hooptie. I put her in a little $200 apartment. But don't increase the standard of living. There are some child support, spousal support orders that say, because I know this because I was, my attorney at the time I had was the same attorney that Holyfield had. And they said, she said to me, Holyfield doesn't have to pay. He got some girl pregnant in Dallas. He says, he doesn't have to pay this girl the kind of money she was asking for. I said, really? She goes, no. Pay her $600 a month. I said, why is that, young son? She said, because he only has to maintain her standard of living. And she's a hoochie. Old girl was a hoochie. Holyfield, I don't know where he met her. Probably at some club. Get, you know, have sex, get a baby. But she's a hoochie. She's on, like, government assistance. It was like $600 a month. Holyfield was like, yes. Because I thought he was going to get taken to the clean. If it had been in California, Holyfield would have been up a creek. Up a creek. Anyway, Mexico is helping us out. Arizona blocked 90% of the illegal immigrants coming into the country, and Mexico is helping us out. 2,500 migrants of all age held up and prevented from crossing or entering the bridge at Mexico's southern border by Mexican National Guardsmen. And this was an estimate. Mexican authorities reportedly allowed several dozen migrants to enter Mexico in groups of 20, but warned them against trying to slip away to avoid immigration processing. Look, I'm not telling you it's going to solve the problem, but we're stemming the tide. Border crossings in AZ, folks, Arizona, down 90%. Something's working, right? But we have watched decades of people going back to Reagan. We need to stop these border crossings. Stop the border crossings. Illegal people are coming over here for a million a year, whatever the number is. And it took Donald Trump to say, it's not going to happen, not on my watch. He also, we talked about this the other day, you can't come into America and have your baby anymore. That's what women would do. I think they should sign a waiver saying, if I have my baby in the United States, it does not necessarily make them, that doesn't give them citizenship. The citizenship will be in their country. That's the only way. If you're pregnant from another state or country and you have your baby in the United States, we are not going to tolerate it. That's how we do it. Anyway, stems the tide. Donald Trump is actually implementing things that are protecting America's border, and there are people that don't like it. Forget separation of child and all that. What Donald Trump is saying is, separation of child, you're not going to have your baby over here where we can separate it so you can try to make some sort of hay with it. And Mexico's helping. To what degree? How's this all going to work out in the long run? Don't have an answer. But I'll tell you this, it's a good first step.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Millie, I was just hearing in the video that you had to wait over 4 years before you could come into this country.
Four and a half years.
And
place first in scam.
Yes. And, you know, some people in this are experiencing that right now in our country. These children are at the border, and they're not letting people in, and it's just tragic to me and to you, I'm sure. Would you like to speak to that at all?
Naturally. When I saw it on television, I couldn't believe it, and my heart was aching as a mother seeing the children were separated from the parents. I realized, who doesn't want to come to America? The best land in the world. The lucky one who can come here. A land of opportunity, of freedom. To us, it was a dream to get here. Naturally, it was worth it to wait. Because when we came here, I practically kissed the earth. We lived in Brownsville,
yeah,
Brooklyn. For 10 years, I loved the place. My best memories are from there. We felt so free. We were walking the streets. All kinds of people, all races. We felt at home. At night, during the day, we were so deprived of being free. So that was for us a miracle what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And when we saw what happened with the people who wanted to come to America, naturally, it's a land of laws. You cannot just come and want to come in. But I'm sure that the United States will find a way how to accommodate people who want freedom, who want a good life.
Yeah. We need to protect that.
Yeah.
Let's hope for the best.
Behar got snake bit. Shocked. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KevinJacksonShow.com. She was expecting a different answer. Millie, you had to wait over 4 years before you came into this country. 4.5 years. She corrected her. She wanted to know. It was longer. And then she says, you know, we've got these children at the border. They're not letting in. I know it's tragic to me and to you, I'm sure. And Millie kind of placates her. Yeah, you know, it is tragic. It is tragic. But she says, it made me think, who doesn't want to come here? It was worth the wait. That's what Millie said. It was worth the wait. She says, I practically kissed the earth. Then she goes on to describe her childhood in America when she finally got here, growing up in Brownsville. She says her best memories are from there. This is a woman that's in her 70s now. She said she felt free. All kinds of people, all races, no strife. You want to know why there's strife? You want to know why there's racial tension in this country? You know the answer. It's because of leftists. You don't care. You're like Millie. Thank you for my freedom. That's what I want. But no. Joy Behar. Oh, they're separating babies at the border. No. Parents are separating babies at the border. You're a fool if you walk thousands of miles or let your child go thousands of miles without you. You're also a fool if somebody says, we'll process your child, but we won't process you. You're a fool. You're not a parent. Anyway, this comes from a listener. Illegals come in for molesting his daughter. Illegal comes in, rather, for molesting his daughter, 13, then pops a charge out of another country for vehicular manslaughter. Thank God the county, thank God the county he was arrested in honors ICE detainers. He goes on to say, illegal crossings are down 78% from last year. First in daily apprehensions, a number that hit 4,600 at the height of the crisis in May has dropped to 1,300. This is amazing. Donald Trump's policies at work. And what the left wants you to believe is that these policies are hurting these families or whatever. Look, I get it. You want to come to America. I get it. I would too. I'd be jealous. I told some friend of mine who are songwriters, I said, why don't y'all write a song that talks about the longing of something you can't have? Like, do a thematic album or, you know, CD, whatever you want to call it, that is somebody who can look across and see this beautiful thing and know they can never have it, but long for it. At least they got to see the beauty of it. They feel what it must be like to love that that thing if they could ever just get to it. And I said, but write it from the standpoint of somebody who's never going to get there because they're so oppressed. You know, they know it exists, but it feels like a dream. Then write it for somebody who knows it's more than a dream because they've heard the story. They know of it. Then write it to somebody who tries to pursue it and maybe doesn't get it, like a Cuban refugee that gets in a rickety boat and has to get rescued only to get sent back. Then write it from the perspective of the Cuban refugee who actually makes it, gets to the shores, but then finds out it's a little more difficult than you think to have this thing that he coveted for so long. Then write it about the person who gets here, finds out it's difficult, but says, you know what, it's still worth pursuing, and he goes after it. Maybe he gets it, maybe he doesn't. Then write it about the person who finally vanquishes, finally gets to that dream. I said, that's a series of songs, and write those songs and make it a thematic album, because that is the story of America. And then I said, write one final song. I was telling a buddy of mine this. Actually, I've told a couple. I said, write this song. Write the song about the person who can't even see the beauty of the thing that's right in front of his face. These are all love songs, metaphors for the love of America. And my buddy said, I love this concept. I go, then go write me some songs. Ooh. 21 week daily average of immigrants coming here is below 1,000, a 78% cut. Dramatic reduction. Then there are the numbers of the illegals in custody. That was a horrific 20,000 in May for an agency that just has 4,000 beds. Now a quarter of the beds are unused. In other words, 1,000 of the 4,000 beds are unused. We used to have 20,000 people for 4,000 beds. Now we have 1,000 empty beds. This guy says, we're having those conversations back then about how the system was overwhelmed. There was overcrowding. We're just not experiencing that now. Currently, right now, what we're seeing in our custody are numbers that are actually below 3,000, and it's been steady for the past few weeks. 731 border protection officers pulled off the border to handle the housing crisis last year are now back on the border. 731, folks. He goes on to say that the crisis isn't over. Mexican cartels turn to drugs to replace moving people across the border as their money source. But here's what nobody can deny. The reason that this policy has any chance of success and is having success is because of Donald Trump. Trump tackling the difficult things. Trump talked about it himself when he gave a talk recently.
I was not elected to do small things or shy away from big problems.
No shying away. Addressing the tough stuff. By the way, isn't that kind of a recipe for success in life in general? No shying away. Having issues with my youngest son, this kid finishes nothing. I mean, if he takes something out of a box, he just puts it back into the pantry outside of the box. And I'll say, why don't you put these crackers back in the box? They're already packaged. Put them back in the box. Why is it, I ask him this, why is it you can empty a box and you don't throw it away? Doesn't matter. It could be in the freezer, the refrigerator, anywhere. He won't throw it away. Why is it that when you go get milk, I come downstairs in the morning and the milk is out and it's spoiled? You're not finishing anything. Well, you know what Donald Trump does? He finishes. He starts stuff and he finishes, and there's no shying away. It isn't, oh, let me get to it later. I got to the point where I said to my son, I said, look, when I tell you to do something, I'm not talking about 5 seconds from now. 5 minutes from now, immediately do it. You want to know why I've instituted this rule for him? Because if I don't, it doesn't get done. His attention goes to something else. That's what DC is used to. Our attention going to something else, so their attention goes to something else. Why finish when it's easier to just call somebody a xenophobe or an Islamophobe or some other phobe?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.